So, say it again. Your brother did what now?
He drove 1,900 miles just so he could be here for 20 minutes.
So, sad to say that I was sitting in my office and I didn't realize that my brother-in-law and sister-in-law and niece and cousin-in-law were downstairs. I don't know what the problem was. Like I said, I heard someone, like a woman's voice, and I was like, okay, it's probably, Jenna or I figured it was the TV, because it only happens sporadically. Like she cleared a voice, or
sporadically.
yeah, she only like cleared a voice or something, like she, or
No,
some,
that was Jeff.
or she was laughing or
Yeah.
something. And I didn't. I only heard it for, like, but I didn't pay. I just, oh well. I feel bad. No, I don't. But you can't really expect anything because, they didn't call. But I figured they would come today or tomorrow night.
I figured if I didn't play Gears of War, they wouldn't show up at all. And the moment I started playing Gears of War, they'd be here within the hour.
And?
And I was right. I started playing Gears of War, and they were here within the hour.
Wow. And did Rita talk at all?
Yeah, she did. So did Carl, a little bit.
I don't know. I think family's overrated. I really do. And it's, like I said, it's funny that I don't. Okay, being an only child, I can't relate to the sibling thing.
To the drama.
Yeah. How you are with your siblings.
I feel like the outsider I always have and probably always will.
And I don't know any of that. But I guess I was spoiled. And Christmases were always really, Christmas Eve is when we had the big family get together. And then I was trying to think, Christmas Day, what was it like? My grandparents, we had to go to church if I didn't go to midnight mass. And I remember hating Christmas Day in the sense that all the hype was the night before. So Christmas Day was more like a downer.
Blah.
It was a downer.
Did you open presents Christmas Day?
No.
Then, yeah, I can see why it'd be a downer.
Because there was really no. I guess I kind of knew there was never a Santa Claus. Because I never really got presents in the morning. I always got them the night before. My dad, however, always would put them at the foot of my bed. Like as if Santa Claus came while I was
Yeah.
sleeping. And they were never wrapped because my dad was always buying stuff last minute. And he would call, and I would listen on the other end while he was talking to Grandma. And he's like, "What size clothes does she wear? What size is she now?" I always got jewelry. Always got jewelry. Gold or silver from my dad. I got that suede bomber coat, like this waist.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a lot. I always got music boxes, jewelry boxes, the fancy kind with like the Holly Hobby on the top.
Oh,
the
yeah.
wood ones.
Yeah, I know Holly Hobby.
And,
We got Ginger, or Jessica, a couple of those.
Yeah. Not the plastic white ones with the ballerina, but the really
well, we got her
fancy
one of those
ones.
too.
The wood ones, like the real shiny, yeah.
The lacquer ones.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm glad it's over. I really am, and I don't expect anybody else to show up.
God.
See, I. What? It can pick up a lot of sound.
I know. See.
So anyway. Well, at least we can tell your mother when she calls that. They stopped off, and I think Jeff does it just to appease your mother, too.
Yeah.
And your dad.
Yeah. Brownie points.
Brownie points.
For the second son.